war on Ebola this morning as a New Yorker tests positive. From APM, I'm David Gura with the Marketplace Midday Update. A physician who traveled to West Africa to care for Ebola patients is now in isolation at Bellevue Hospital in New York City. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is working to confirm the diagnosis. Fred Mogul covers healthcare for WNYC, and he joins us now. Hi, Fred.
Good morning.
Leading up to this, how much had the city, how much had the state prepared for what was an eventuality until yesterday?
Well, at least since August and probably earlier, the city has been spending a lot of energy. They certainly watched Dallas very closely and were intent to not repeat the errors there. So they have been doing a lot of drills in hospitals like Bellevue. They've been putting in secret shoppers or plainclothes patients, actors, in fact, who have been putting ER staffs through the paces, including the managers. People literally had no idea who these patients are. They present with very mild symptoms, and then it's up to the ER staffs to figure out what's really going on. So they've been doing that quite a bit, and they've been upgrading facilities in their isolation units, for instance.
What's the setup like in Bellevue? This is a hospital that's dealt with infectious diseases for a long time. It has a very long and storied history. What's the ward like where this patient is being treated?
They have a tuberculosis isolation unit. What they've done is earmarked four units that they've upgraded. They've bolstered the electricity so they could literally move intensive care unit equipment into there so they wouldn't have to move a patient into an ICU. They've put in special laboratory facilities within the isolation unit so they could test for Ebola and other things. It's not quite to the level of the four centers around the country in Atlanta and Montana, Maryland, and so forth, but it seems to be a fairly robust facility.
And New York has the benefit, if you could call it that, of coming on the heels of three confirmed cases in Dallas. They have something to learn from. They can use that as sort of a case study going forward.
Right. I think the people in New York and the city and the state have been paying close attention, obviously, to Dallas and have been intent to not repeat those failures. And they've been very explicit about trying to learn from that and make sure it doesn't happen here.
Fred Mogul is the healthcare reporter for WNYC in New York. Fred, thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
And there's news today. Microsoft's co-founder Paul Allen has upped his donation to fight the spread of Ebola. He's committed $100 million to the cause, and he's now encouraging others to give. Some news out of Europe this morning. Members of the European Union have agreed on new targets for emissions. They've pledged to cut them by at least 40% by the year 2030. Back here in the States, investors continue to pay attention to energy prices, which are on the decline. You may have noticed that at the gas station, the average price of a gallon of gas is now $3.07. Chris Lowe is the chief economist at FTN Financial. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, David.
So I'm looking at the price of oil, the price of gas. They're down again. And it strikes me there's this tension, right, between this, what this means for the consumer and how this affects the economy globally.
As far as the U.S. consumer goes, I would argue this is unquestionably good news. When we look back at the strength of real consumer spending over the last 5 years, the strongest periods were periods where gas prices were falling. And that's because for some people, particularly in rural America, the cost of gasoline, the cost of commuting is 10% of their budget. So it makes a huge difference when prices come down.
We're importing less oil. We're exporting more oil. What's that mean for a country like Russia or a country like Canada?
Well, for us, it means, you know, an extra 0.5% a year in GDP growth. But for the big oil-producing countries, it's getting to be ugly. Oil prices have fallen significantly. We were over $110 a barrel at the beginning of the year. We're below $85 for Brent. In Russia, it's even worse because this is coming on top of trade sanctions. And it's also started a rout in the currency. And Russia's central bank has spent billions trying to hold the ruble at 40 to the dollar. Last night, that level broke. And that's causing some excitement in the markets, too.
Chris Lowe is chief economist at FTN Financial. Chris, thanks as always.
Thank you.
In Chicago this weekend, UPS will hold a recruiting event to hire temporary drivers. The company says it needs 95,000 seasonal workers to meet the demand from holiday shoppers and to avoid what happened last year. From Chicago, Nova Safo reports.
Remember last Christmas?
For the shipping giants today, it is the nightmare after Christmas.
An untold number of packages did not arrive in time.
And Amazon is pretty much squarely placing the blame for this with UPS saying...
Yep, it was bad. This year, says UPS spokesperson Susan Rosenberg, they'll be ready.
UPS will flex its air and ground network with more temporary processing capacity.
The shipping giant is adding more temp workers and doing it earlier this holiday season compared to last. That's to meet increasing online shopping demand. E-marketer analyst Yori Wormser says online shopping will see double-digit growth for several years to come. And retailers are also changing up how they ship.
A lot of the retailers themselves are shifting their fulfillment models to shipping from stores. So there's just going to be a big increase in the pickup points.
And that'll add even more pressure on shippers like UPS this holiday season. In Chicago, I'm Novosafo for Marketplace.
Finally, in Sweden, planes and ships had been searching for a submarine, rumored to be a Russian submarine, for days. Well, the government has decided to call off what was the largest military mobilization in Sweden since the Cold War. And they never found that sub. I'm David Gura with the Marketplace Midday Update from APM, American Public Media.